Blog Talk Radio.
This is your time with Josie. We'll have a blast every Friday right here. I'll make it memorable for listeners all ages. So glad you joined me today.
Hey everyone, this is Josie. Welcome to Your Time with Josie. I am super, super excited. We have an amazing episode today. Thanks, guys, for coming. Alan, Cole Chambers, DMH57, Holly Sarah, Krisham, Melissa Mayberry36, Reba330, Shutterbug1977, and Tina. I could tell you guys are super excited. You guys are all chatting. Remember to stay for the whole show because you guys could get a Your Time with Josie t-shirt. Also, if you buy a Your Time with Josie t-shirt at the online store tab, every portion of a shirt sold goes to St. Jude's Medical Research. So get it there. And all right, everyone hear me? Everyone hear me? Hi, Holly, Sarah. You guys hear me? Oh, good. You guys could hear me. So hey, DMH57, Diane. You guys are super excited. Reba330, what's up, Josie? I am doing great. Super excited about this episode, and I am doing fabulous. What are you guys doing? So many people are in this chat room. So much fun. Love it. Super exciting. Alan, absolutely we do. She's getting screened right now. Colt Chambers, yay, tell her Colt said hi. Absolutely will when she comes on. DMH just say, hey, Josie, hey! This is so much fun. Geez, Josie, take a breath. I know, can you tell? And it's funny, and yes, Nelly for Bush, I am sick. I have a little cold, so I might sound a little weird. But, show must go on. Krisha says hello. Hello! Alright, it is time to rumble. All right, everyone, please welcome owner and creator of Jules Flowers, Julianne Peterman. Hello?
Hello.
Hi, Julianne. This is Josie.
Hi. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good.
I will start off the interview really quickly because you have so many people in the chat room that want to ask you questions. So can you tell us a little bit about Jules Flowers?
Well, it started because I've always had a love of flowers and wanted to create a social business. And the wooden ones actually started with an idea from my husband as a sort of an add-on to real flowers, and everybody loved them. And they became very popular with fundraising, and so we just kept going with it, and we love to do things for charity and fundraising with school. So, yeah.
Do you do flowers for all occasions?
It's been a year now, and it's all been well. Pardon?
Do you do flowers for all occasions?
Yes, we do.
Awesome, awesome. And is it true that you hand make all your own bouquets?
Yes. Well, I do both, actually. I do give an option. I've done it both for schools and other events where I'll either do the bouquets or I will sell them at a discounted rate in boxes where a lot of people have requested that they be able to do their own mixes. So I'll sell them in a box of 800 and then they'll put together, you know, 3 or 6 or 8 and they'll sell them on and fundraise for ballets or whatever they want to do it for. So we have a couple.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
So can you tell our listeners your average price range for Jules Flowers, if people are interested?
Well, the wooden ones are $10 if they're pre-made, $15 if you get them shipped. And with fresh flowers locally, they're 2 dozen for $20. And arrangements usually average about $45 for a big arrangement for events.
That is so cool. And I also want to mention a portion of every flower sold goes to charity. And also it's true that every April you ride your bike with Team Happy Hour 150 miles between Miami and Key Largo, Florida to raise money for MS and leukemia charities, followed by a party which raises money by raffle and silent auction. At these events, can anybody come in the Florida area, or is it just for specific people?
No, everybody can come.
Oh, that's
everybody
awesome.
Everybody can come. We do it every year, yeah. It's very great. This year, between MS and ALS, you raised a total of $75,000. So it's really good.
That is super cool. So looks like there's people in the chat room. Jules is very into details when she creates bouquets. That was from Alan, and they're really cool. And I love all your kind of designs. There's one for to support the singing bee, and there's also one for Kelly Clarkson, and those are really cool.
Mm-hmm. That was designed by a fan.
Oh, really? It was? That's super cool.
Yeah, there was a contest. Yeah, there was a contest on the KC website, and those were all generated by fans. So maybe
so
we should do a Josie bouquet.
I know, right? Let's do it. can anybody send you suggestions, and where can people send those suggestions to you?
Absolutely, to julepsflowers@gmail.com.
Awesome, awesome. And so everybody in the chat room, send your suggestions, because it's really, really fun, and it supports charity, which is also great. And I also want to mention that you also have something going for you, AlaskanYachts.com. Tell us about that.
Oh, that was actually my old company. So
really?
I do consulting work. They build yachts. And I do a little bit on the side with them, but now my passion is with my julep's flowers, so I do more with that currently.
Definitely. Someone told me that you are into, have you ever loved to do acting or comedy? Have you ever been into that?
Well, oddly, I did it all my life as a young kid, but then I gave it up when I hit college, so no, I haven't really done much. I'm the shy one.
You're shy? Really?
Yeah, very shy.
Oh. You don't have to be shy here. Everyone is rooting for you. Everyone's so excited. They love your the flowers and all of it, and they like it. And also I want to mention about diaper cakes. What's that about? Helen mentioned that one.
I've done that for my friends all along, and people have seen it, so now I've started doing those as well. I mean, basically, I just really love to be creative, so I constantly come up with new ideas and new things that we can make and get real personal with everything that we do.
That's super cool. And Tina in the chat room asked, do you create special arrangements for different companies who need it?
Absolutely, yeah. Mm-hmm. I've done both. I mean, pretty much, I wouldn't say everything you can do in real, you can do it in one, just because of the greens and what have you. But, yeah, I've done a lot of things with what I've experimented with lately is trying to put logos and photos and different things on flowers, both real and the wooden ones. I'm still working on perfecting that, but trying to personalize it for companies, which I've had some interest in already, so it's great.
Ooh, what is your Holly Sarah asks in the chat room, Julian, what is your favorite bouquet?
Well, my favorite flower is tulips.
that's my favorite,
and
too.
My name, that's where julips came from, is I spelled my name J-U-L-I-P, period, my whole life, and so my mother called me Tulip the Tulip. And it's become my favorite flower, so.
Definitely. I could see that. Chase in the chat room asks, any plans for a bouquet to go towards the marine charities, marine life? That'd be a good suggestion.
Actually, I'm a member of the Marine Charity, so, yes, I do things with them as well.
Awesome. And do you also do scented wooden roses as well?
I have tried to scent them, and to go out to everybody. I have yet to find one that will last. I've even tried to make my own, and they just don't seem to last. So if there's
maybe a couple days.
There, I'd love to hear it. Yeah, great.
definitely. You'll take suggestions and stuff. So Shutterbug 1977 wanted to tell you, Julianne, I ordered a bouquet for my mom for Mother's Day. She loved them. My grandma thought they were real and tried to smell them.
Everybody does. They either try to smell them, and then when they realize they're wooden, they, the first thing they say is, can I touch them? And it's so funny because I put them in every single real arrangement I do. I always stick a few in there. And that's mm-hmm. exactly where everybody goes to smell, is the wooden ones. It's so funny.
They do look very, very real. They really do.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't know unless I smelled them. Yeah. So what kind of charities do you like to do with them?
Anything. I mean, we just finished up a huge campaign with LLS and mm-hmm. MS has been the last quarter. Kids in distress, women in distress, of course, Humane Society, huge animal lover.
Mm-hmm.
I'm also on the board of Young Professionals, and we support Covenant House, which is for homeless children.
Mm-hmm.
And I've done things with adult homeless as well. I'm always open for any new charities. Autism is another one that we just
mm-hmm.
brought on board as well. I've paired up with another gentleman who works with that. So anything and everything is open for support from us.
Awesome. And so also I wanted to mention, Jules, you also volunteer for charities, which you just mentioned. For people who want to be in charities, how could you get started?
Locally, there's always so many. Like I said, the one I'm on now, Young Professionals for Homeless Kids, I'm
mm-hmm.
actually the director of what's called Kids Fun Night. So once a month we go in and do something fun with all the kids. So also the Humane Society is always looking for volunteers. And I think you only have to be 15 and
above, there you go.
Something like that. So, yeah, that's a great one to support.
That's something that I can get into.
So, yeah, it's great. I mean, if you just type in volunteer into Google, you will find tons of things you can do. Habitat for Humanity is another one
mm-hmm.
that needs a lot of help. So, yeah.
That is definitely what I'm going to do. Just go on to Google and see what's, you know, in your area. And that's what you guys could do, too, in the chat room. So that is awesome, and everybody needs some help sometime. So what do you like to do for fun?
Bike, obviously. canoe, camp. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm an outdoor person. I actually live by
mm-hmm.
the sea, but I'm more of a mountain girl. And so, yeah, I fall more after my father in that
mm-hmm.
aspect. And I love hanging out with friends and talking. So,
yeah,
all sorts of stuff. Traveling, which I used to do a lot of and don't much anymore, but love to travel.
Ooh, what was your favorite place to travel to?
Mexico is where I'd like to live.
Awesome.
I do love Europe. I love Europe, but Mexico is a great place to go.
Well, I always wanted to go there. Maybe this summer. Summer's coming soon, so.
There you go. Yeah, in like a week for you, huh?
yeah, in a week, and I'm super excited. We like to go traveling all over. We're super excited to go to California and Tennessee and a huge list. We'll try to get through them all. Definitely.
Nice.
So Reba330 asked, do you listen to country music? What's your favorite genre of music?
Of course.
Definitely.
I like a lot. I like everything from classical, country.
Mm-hmm.
I like old. Well, I'm from the 80s, so I love all my 80s alternative and old school hair bands. Got to have a little Def Leppard and Bon Jovi.
Definitely.
But I even like opera. So just a little bit of everything.
Mixture of everything is always good.
Mm-hmm.
What's your favorite singer that you listen to? That you can think of.
Oh, God, now? I mean, I used to always love Sting, was one of my favorites growing up.
Mm-hmm.
And now, honestly, I actually, when I have the radio on, I do keep the country station on a lot. And,
mm-hmm.
Of course, I love Reba. But
of course.
I love talk radio. Yeah.
Definitely.
But, again, I just like so many people. It's hard to pick a favorite. I've always been a person that has a hard time committing to one CD. Because I just love,
yeah.
like, so many different things.
me too. So, let's see. If anybody wants to call in, I just want to give the number really quick. If you have any questions, you can call 1-646-381-4339. And we are taking callers. And let's see, Chase asks, best concert you've ever been to?
You too.
Ooh, that'd be fun. I want to see it.
And I think they're touring still, believe it or not.
Oh, really? They are? I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, they're older now, but it was probably one of the best concerts I've ever been to in my life.
How much fun is that? Okay, so that's super cool. Tina asked in the chat room, you're very, very creative. Where do you get your bouquet ideas?
You know, I look a lot at different ideas, but usually I just try to come up with my own. Try to get inspired from my own head. And, of course, you know, I went to school and I look through magazines. I look online. I do a lot of, you know, research. But at the end of the day, I usually just kind of do the research on who's getting it and work it around that.
Super, super cool. People are asking, have you ever seen Reba in concert?
Oh, of course.
How many times?
A couple of times. Yeah.
Awesome. That sounds so much fun. I would love to see Reba live. Maybe sometime. Maybe next time.
Yeah, she does a great concert.
Absolutely. She really gets the crowd into it. So, what is your favorite television show?
Well, I do watch my sister a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a Law and Order and Criminal Minds junkie. Anything legal, I love.
Oh, yeah. I watch it, too. So, let's see. Chase asks, do you go to different shops to see what the competition is doing?
Good question. I actually have not.
Very good question. You're original.
I see products. Yeah. I see a few products, like I do boats a lot, boat shows, and I'll see other people's things once in a while. But, no, I really haven't gone to anyone's shop.
Awesome, awesome. Alan asks, how many pairs of shoes do you own? We're getting into some fun questions.
Last time I counted, it's funny you say that, because last time I counted was when I was first dating my husband, and he said, how many shoes do you own? And I went home and counted them as 55. So I actually know
55.
The answer to that.
55, big 5-5.
Yeah.
Awesome. It looks like we have a caller. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Let's see here. Hello, caller.
Hey.
Hi. Oh, hey, Colt. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Do you have a question for Julianne?
Yes, I do. I was going to ask her if she could put a picture of me in a wooden rose and sell it so I can sell to my fans and still support a charity at the same time.
Ooh.
Okay, what I heard, picture on a rose. What else did he say?
So I could sell to my fans and also support a charity at the same time.
How could he, wait.
Can I do that?
Yeah, that would work.
Okay,
That would work.
What I can do, and I did it with the Ivies, was I found a process of a little canvas and used their pictures. If you send me one, it's kind of cool. And put it on a little rose. And you can either sell them individually or sell them as like a bouquet with just one picture and then the rest blank. Or you can do, if you have a few different pictures of your band, then you could pick like four. And or three or something and do a little thing. But, yeah, I have done that. And it comes out on like a little canvas piece. It's kind of neat.
Well, I'll be sure to email you with some pictures. And
okay.
Cool.
Right, thanks.
Just email her. Sounds good. Thanks so much, Cole, for calling.
Bye, y'all.
Bye.
Bye.
That was fun. I love taking callers. My favorite part. So let's see. Holly Sarah asks, do you have any plans to open a shop elsewhere than Florida? If you open one in Nashville, I'll work there. There you go.
I love Tennessee. Not right now. No, because I'd have to actually move.
Oh, yeah.
It. being wholesale, I you know, keep my costs way down, so which, you know, I can be more competitive. So I don't know. I don't have plans to go big time like that at all. If I were to, I like to keep it real personal.
Exactly, exactly. Shutterbug 1977 asks, where did you come up with the flowers from angels idea? It's really great.
That was really neat, actually. Probably the best Christmas I've ever had. I had a phone call from a client who said, I would like you to go spread $500 worth of flowers throughout town, and I'm going to let you choose where they should go and just write a special note to everybody from an angel. So I did a little research and prayed a little and decided who I thought they should go to. And my husband and my stepdaughter and I spent Christmas Eve running around town delivering flowers, and it was just so wonderful. And since then,
it is.
Carried on doing it, and it's just great. You show up at a place, and, I mean, Women in Distress was just fabulous. The kids got things. I just recently, for Mother's Day, delivered 35 bouquets to the Covenant House mothers. The unfortunate thing is they're kids, but they're 12, 13, 14, 15-year-olds that are mothers. So I brought them bouquets for Mother's Day. But, yeah, it all started from a client who decided that they thought it would be a neat thing, and
yeah,
kind of went from there. And it's wonderful, and I'd love people to keep funding it and write in who they think, because I'll send wooden ones nationally if they think there's someone who needs, you know, a pick-me-up from an angel. And it's been great because we've spread it nationally now.
Oh, really? That is such a good idea. That is awesome. So let's see. Reba 330 asks, do you sell real flowers from places out of state to people?
I cannot now. I have been trying my hardest to, other than being STD or Teleflora, which is really expensive, I've been trying my hardest to do a deal where I can do overnight, because, of course, you have to do that. And I'm still working on it. It's just been really, really hard being a small company to be able to do that. So as of right now, I do have a link on my site where you can order, and they're unfortunately a little more expensive, but it will still benefit charity. So there is that option.
Julepsflowers.com. And I'll even post that in the chat room for everyone to check it out. Check it out. I posted the link. definitely. And I'm a huge supporter of Julep Flowers. Oh, no. I am totally not a cheerleader. My friends are cheerleaders, though, too. But definitely, I'm not a cheerleader. I don't know. Maybe I don't know.
No, I mean, another area where we're really trying to help, part of what prompted me to start with the wooden was, I have a stepdaughter who's 11, and the school system, the educational system, just really is lacking in funds lately. So we've been trying, and we have done it, is getting the wooden flowers and to raise money for schools. So if you guys are interested in working on that program and getting those in your school, call me or email me. Yeah, and you have prom and, graduation and all sorts of fun times, Mother's Day, that you can sell them to the school kids and then make money for your school at the same time.
That's really cool. I'll actually pass that down to one of my friends that are actually thinking about it and, need that kind of stuff. So I actually will spread that around, because that's a really, really good idea. Let's see. And I just want to let you know that I am a huge supporter of Jeweled Flowers, and I will definitely be supporting it. I have the link on my page, so everyone can check it out.
Right.
Definitely.
Thank you very much.
No problem. How many colors of flowers do you have?
Typically there's about 50 different colors, but there's new ones coming out all the time, and I believe they're actually up to almost 150 different colors. So,
wow.
If there's particular colors, pretty much cater to anything you need to do. And that's what's really neat about them.
Yeah.
If you want to do school colors, we've got the weird ones. Right? I've done orange and blue. I've done the Vikings, purple and yellow.
That's so cool.
Spirit, if you want. Yeah.
That is so neat. That is really cool. You could just do multiple colors too. That's really cool.
Yeah, I've done exactly. I just did a love-in, and so we did rainbow ones and like kind of tie dye. So yeah, the sky is the limit with what you can do with them. Be creative.
Definitely. And you can actually see some of the examples on jewelsflowers.com, too, if you guys want to check it out. So let's see. Checking out the chat room right now. Alan says, play at the Hard Rock in Fort Lauderdale. I'll go with Julianne to see you. Laugh out loud. Oh, wait, I don't think that was towards me. Sorry about that.
What are you doing, Alan?
So many people are talking in the chat room. I can't even find it. So let's see. How many hats do you have?
How many hats?
How many hats
probably
do you have?
About 100. Oh, real hats?
Yeah, a real hat. Who knows? Really?
Probably about 10.
Oh, that works. That works. Definitely. And if someone asks about shirts next, we'll get to that. So let's see. DMH57 says, my daughter is graduating college and would like to get flowers. So, and she could just email you with all that information, right?
Absolutely.
Awesome. Super cool.
I even have cute little graduation bows now, so.
Oh, really? That is so cool. Melissa Mayberry 36 asked, the question that I was wondering was, what inspires you to be so giving to the charities that you do?
My parents.
Your parents.
We sort of grew up like this. Yeah, I've always done it. I started with MS 21 years ago. My dad and I rode for MS. So, yeah, they've always given all the time. So it was just sort of a way of life.
Definitely. And you, and if you grew up with that stuff, you just constantly will be doing that, because I do that too, because my parents always taught me how to do, to always give and think of others. So that's always something good. So let's see, call in with any questions that you might have. So let's see here. Where is your favorite place to go shopping?
My favorite place?
Yeah.
I love thrift stores. It's fun.
Definitely.
But, I love Target. That's great too.
Oh, I love Target.
I'm very simple. I honestly haven't probably these or a store like that in a year or so. Go to Ross, Marshall's. Got to hit all the good deals.
Definitely, definitely. Reba33 asks, what is your favorite flower to sell? All of them.
Well, roses is what I sell the most of. And I do love a perfect rose. There's my favorite rose is actually called the Esperance. And I think it's on my site. It's sort of a pink and green, and it gets huge, and it lasts like a month. So it's just stunning. I just love it.
Ooh, that is pretty. Melifer Bush asks, do you do Flowers Day flowers?
Sure. Yeah, you can't forget your father.
Well, of course. If you're having Mother's Day stuff, you got to have the fathers. Definitely.
Exactly.
You'd be
surprised how many men love flowers, too. My father loves getting
definitely.
Them.
Definitely.
So, yeah.
Definitely. You can't go wrong with flowers. That's something that everybody loves.
You cannot. Exactly.
That is something that
you
cannot outgrow.
Don't worry about that. No, you can't. In fact, I even had a man come into my shop and say, you know, my wife just doesn't like flowers. She's a real tomboy. And I said, you know what? She'll love it if she doesn't know you're getting them for her. And I did an orchid arrangement, kind of more masculine, and she came in tears. So even though she doesn't like flowers, she loved the thought that he did it. So just everybody
definitely.
Remember that.
It's the thought that counts, people.
Yeah.
The thought that counts. The thought that counts. Sorry, I'm a little sick, so it's kind of weird. But... I'm still trying to do this. So Tina asks, what does a charity have to do to be a part of your organization? Sorry.
Just contact me. So far, it's just kind of been driven by what I've gotten involved in, you know, who's local to me or what have you. But I'm always interested in talking with people, as, you know, as far as what we can do together.
Definitely, definitely. Cole Chambers, who was the caller, just said, can't attach a pic in the contact form. how could I attach a picture?
Oh, just tell them to do julepsflowers@gmail.com.
Okay, so julepsflowers@gmail.com. I'll post that now. Okay, so, all right. Chase asked, is there a red, white, and blue 4th of July bouquet in the works? Ooh, that
would
be great. Definitely, that would work. I'd get that for 4th of July.
There you go.
Definitely, definitely. Hand that around. I totally would. And I really want to get that bee bouquet for my friends because they love the singing bee and love supporting MS, so that would work, definitely.
Yes, we've got one more month for MS monies to come in, so, yeah, let's support the singing bee and get MS more funds coming in. Be great.
New season coming soon. So let's see. Reva330 asks, I'm sorry, they're going so fast. Tina asks, have you ever done any work with St. Jude Children's Research Hospital?
Actually, just started. But with a gentleman I've just partnered up with, we're doing something together for fundraising. And, yes, St. Jude is on one of our new lists. So, yeah, with the love-in I just did, went to benefit them, along with autism.
Definitely. That's so cool that you do a variety of charities. That is really cool. Super, very cool. let's see. Melissa Bush asks, how long do your flowers usually last, other than the wood ones?
Well, yeah, they last forever.
Other than the woods.
They say your typical lifespan is, base life is 4 to 6 days, but I honestly, like I said, I've had flowers last a month. I'd say mine, because I get them right from the farm, last about 2 weeks typically. That's the typical. I've had some that aren't as great, but you know, and unfortunately this winter was very, very cold, and we had some terrible rainstorms, so prices have gone up, and the flowers aren't quite as nice right this moment, but I've had them last a month. So
awesome.
Good value.
Definitely. Oh, that's so cool. I want to get, that's like going to be the first thing I want to do. I want to get a Jill's flowers. I want to get some. Definitely. I want to. My mom loves them. Definitely.
I mean, I see you miss Mother's Day. What happened there?
Oh, yeah. I know, right? I know. I got to make up for that, though. I promised my mom that I would. I'm behind.
Go.
Definitely. In the chat room, when did you start Jules Flowers?
It's about exactly a year ago.
Exactly a year ago.
Yeah, first year. Yeah.
Awesome. Happy flower anniversary.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
It's been a wild year.
Awesome. Definitely a flowery year. Melissa Mayberry asks, can you get flowers through you but in different states than Florida? I think she just entered the chat room.
Just like I said, there's a link on my website that you can do national. And it does go to benefit me and the charity. So I just had a partner with somebody else right now until I can get fully on my own.
Definitely. Chase asks, does the flower food that comes in bouquets really work, and how long does it preserve the flowers?
It does, but I'll give you a little trick that's even cheaper and easier and better is bleach, sugar, and bleach, sugar, and lemon juice. And you
really?
A couple drops of bleach, a couple drops of lemon juice, and a little teaspoon of sugar, and it's the best thing for flowers. That makes them last the longest. Yeah.
Now we know the tricks of what Jules Flowers does.
Little insider tip for you right there.
Definitely, definitely. Only on Your Time with Josie. So let's see. Everyone just amazed how you've done so many amazing things in just 1 year. That is pretty cool. You are really moving.
Gotta keep moving. Moving and shaking.
Definitely. The glitter flowers. You guys have glitter flowers? That's super cool.
I can do glitter on any flower. And it looks kind of cool, actually.
That'd be pretty. I like glitter. Awesome.
Who doesn't? I mean, really.
I know, right? Definitely.
Put it on your body. It's great. Always got to be glittery. We're girls. Got to glitter.
Exactly. Exactly. That's my excuse when I want to buy some glitter at the store. I'm like, Mom, I'm a girl, remember? I need my glitter.
Mm-hmm.
I need to be sparkly.
Shine.
Definitely.
Exactly.
Exactly. So what other jobs have you held outside of your Jules Flowers?
Question, like I was with Alaska Yachts for the last 10 years of my life, and before that I was crew on boats. For 20 years I was in yachting, and I traveled. That's part of the reason I traveled all over the world. I traveled on yachts all over the world.
Ooh.
Working on them. So
that
yeah.
is awesome. That is so cool.
Yeah, it's
and
fun.
It is fun. I think I did it once on a yacht, but I've never, you know, really got to do it that long. I'd love to go on one. Maybe this summer.
So
definitely this summer. This summer I'm really going to get out there and do some stuff that I haven't done before. I'm going to work it out.
Good.
Definitely. So do you have candy flowers? Someone just mentioned that.
I don't. I know who it is. I don't. Actually, I did post on there. I made flowers out of strawberry candy and Dum Dums as well. So I think I know who it is. And yes, I did put together, figured out a way to use like hard candy and made them into little flowers. So I have
that.
That
would be really, really cool for like, you know, school and all those other things.
Mm-hmm.
Like for, you know, younger people who like candy. I don't know.
Yep. Exactly.
Definitely. Hey, I'd want one. I'd want some candy. Maybe some gummy bears. You know, that would work.
There you go.
Definitely. So let's see. Shutterbug1977 wanted me to ask, what do you think of Melissa being on Dancing with the Stars? Would she be great? Who knows?
I don't know.
Could she dance?
That.
Definitely. I don't even know. Does she dance? I don't know.
yeah, she does like one dance, so I don't know.
Yeah, that, what is it, the Walkman? I don't know. That's cool.
Yeah.
So let's see. I got a good suggestion. How about a SpongeBob bouquet? I love SpongeBob. That'd be really cool.
I don't know how you think about that and how you could do that.
Definitely. Like, maybe... Yeah, like the face popping out, kind of how you have like the Kelly Clarkson one with that little star, and then you could just put like the little SpongeBob face. Oh, I would love that.
Yeah. There you go.
Cool. Definitely.
Are you still a SpongeBob fan?
Yeah, I like my SpongeBob. I know, I'm crazy. My friends think so too.
Oh, unfortunately, I have to watch it too.
Oh, well, you know, it's not bad, you know, the songs, like, I like those. That's fun.
No, it's cute. It is really cute. But I do love
it.
My favorite
cute.
The penguins, Madagascar.
Oh, yeah, I love that, too. I love that,
yeah.
too. So someone asked, do you know the lyrics to SpongeBob? Sorry, I got into SpongeBob.
All I remember is SpongeBob SquarePants. I don't know if I can remember. Can you sing it for you, though? My stepdaughter's here. You want her to sing?
Yeah, hey, do
That's
it.
The reason I watch it. Can you sing it to me for a third time? Now she's getting all shy. No.
Oh, it's okay. I love my SpongeBob. So let's see here. Nellie Bush says she makes candy flowers out of taffy. Ooh.
Oh, cool. That is really cool. That's the
really
same,
cool.
I think the same idea, probably what I do with the little, I took the little strawberry, you know the strawberry hard candies with the film?
Oh, yeah.
They're pretty, they look like they're red, yeah.
Oh,
so
yeah.
That's a good idea. Mm-hmm.
That is a good idea. Let's all just share ideas right now about what we could do with flowers.
There you go. Exactly.
Definitely. Share the idea. Awesome. Let's see. How do you know so much about flowers? Have you always been into flowers?
I've always loved them, and I did a lot when I worked on boats because they always have fresh flowers every day. So I was sort of self-taught, but I did go to school as well. So
ooh,
I do have that training
flowers.
Behind me. But, yeah, for the last 20 years, I've done things with flowers. you know, in my job or whatever. So, yeah.
That is so cool. I love flowers, all kinds. The good older ones.
I, however, cannot keep anything. I can't keep anything green alive, but.
Don't worry. We can't either. but that's like a really. This is a really good suggestion. How about wooded rose picture frames? Ooh, that'd be really cool.
That's from Alan, isn't it? Because we discussed that, and I've made one.
That would be.
I'm working on making it better so it looks nicer. But again, these are things where if you buy them, you know, in bulk or whatever, or for crafts, then it's amazing how many fun ideas you can just sort of create at home yourself as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, but yeah, I have done one. It was a very rudimentary one, just trying to figure out the front of it. Yeah, it's really cute. I sent it to my mother. She thought they were real. So she's like, how can we make this live longer? I'm like, it'll live forever.
That is so cool. But, yeah, like the wooden rose picture frames, I mean, if people don't, you know, aren't very necessarily, you know, into flowers, the picture frame would be really, really cool. I think that's something that everybody would like to use. Definitely.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Oh, sorry. What were you saying? Sorry.
No, go ahead.
Oh, well, I was just wondering, do you have any flower allergies? Question from the chat room.
No.
None.
Not
None
that I'm
whatsoever.
Aware of.
Not
I mean,
that you're
thorns.
Aware of.
I don't like the thorns in my fingers all the time. But
yeah.
Other than that, I'm fine.
Definitely. I mean, if you work with flowers, then it's not for you. If you have flower allergies, you'd be sneezing.
No.
Someone's business. But so let's see, checking out questions. We are actually running out of time soon here, so a couple more questions. A frame wedding bouquet for the bride is great for a wedding. That is a good idea for that too.
Mm-hmm.
And is a special memory. So
yeah, also giving them as little souvenirs at a wedding, or even we've even done it for whole weddings in wooden bouquets, because then everybody gets to keep them. Or baby showers, anything that you want to give as a trinket, you just hand them out as gifts, and then people get to keep them forever. So, yeah.
That's awesome.
Great.
That's super cool.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, everybody, before we go, I just want to say check out jewelflowers.com. And you also have a Twitter and Facebook. Can you give us some links to those?
I do. It's julepsflowers.com, I believe. I'm not exactly sure. I just go to Julep's Flowers page and it shows up. You probably know more about it than me.
Definitely. Right now he's in the chat room giving out all the links.
Is he?
So you're good.
Okay, good.
He knows that better than all of us. Definitely. Twitter.com/JulesFlowers. There you go.
Is that it? Okay, thanks.
Definitely. No problem. It's super easy for me to remember. It's just JulesFlowers.
Yeah, exactly.
Awesome. One last question before we close up. Do you make any cemetery flowers?
I do, and unfortunately, yes. I'm actually having to do that this weekend. But yes, absolutely.
Oh, that would have been
awesome. I'm trying to come up with a way to get the wooden ones to last a little bit better in the sun, because they'd be ideal for leaving out all the time, and they do quite well in the shade, but if they get full sun, they fade a little bit, so I'm working on that, but yes, I do full funerals and everything.
Mm-hmm. Side note, keep it in the shade. Until you find, you know, something so you can put it in the sun. But that's still in the works.
People put real flowers out there all the time anyway, and they die, so, you know.
Definitely. I want to just thank you so much for coming on my show. It was a blast. You are awesome.
Well, thank you. This is great
you're welcome.
I have a quick question for you. What made you start doing that?
Well, I did it with a couple friends. But then it went down to two, and now it's down to one. And I just love doing this, so I could, you know, show, you know, kind of just, you know, meet new people and let fans get to talk to their favorite person or celebrity. And I just find that so much fun that I make, you know, people's days, you know, much brighter. And it's a very positive show.
Good. Well, you do a very good job at interviewing and at keeping the
Thank
flow.
You.
You're very good. So keep going.
Thank you so much. Definitely will. And you can come back anytime. I had so much fun.
Good.
Thank
yes,
you
love to
so
check
much.
Back.
Definitely,
All
definitely.
Right, well, you have a good night and a good weekend, and I hope to hear from everybody soon.
Thank you. You too. Have a great weekend.
Thanks.
Talk to you soon.
All right. Bye.
Bye. Oh, that was so much fun. Julianne is so, so nice, she's really, really cool, and she's super, super amazing with the charities that she does, and I support Jill's Flowers, and I know all of you guys are super excited. So first thing that you guys should do is check out julesflowers.com, and then you should follow twitter.com/julesflowers, and then you should go to Facebook and then search in Jules Flowers on the search bar and then add her, and then bada bing, bada boom. And also check out her flowers for great occasions. Now it's time for the game. The game. Game time. Okay, so I'm going to have to find a fun song to do for segments, you know, it's game time, you know, or something fun like that. But anyway, I'm really hyper right now. I'm sorry. Coke does that to me. Coca-Cola. So let's see. Is everyone ready for the game? I'm just going to be messaging everyone. DMH57 says, yep, going to order flowers for my daughter's graduation. There you go, Diane. Definitely. Definitely. You gotta check it out. Julep's Flowers is the way to go. If any of you guys need flowers, go to julepsflowers.com. It works so well. And also, you're also helping out a charity as well. So now let's start the game. We are going to, well, my assistant is going to pick a random person from the chat room to win a amazing Your Time with Josie t-shirt. So take it away, my assistant. I don't know if I hear you, Mom. I don't know if it's just me. I don't know. Can you guys hear my assistant? Let me just check really quick to see. All right, here, hold on 1 second. All right, can everybody hear me? All right, can everybody hear me now? Check in the chat room. All right, so hold on 1 second here. Up, I think I hear a couple people saying yes. All right, yay, I found a headset that worked. Okay, fantastic. All right,
Always technical difficulties.
Ah, gosh, well, thank you, Erin. I'm sure you sound delightful as well. All right, so moving on. Alan, thank you. I do have to point that out. Thank you for saying I sound young. Appreciate that. Okay, so here we go. Let's go through, and I'm going to pull out a name. Everybody that's in the chat room right now has been entered. So I'm going to go ahead and draw and see who we have for a lucky winner. All right, and it looks like our lucky winner is Chase. Chase in the chat room, C-H-A-S-E. Chase, you are the lucky winner. Josie will tell you how you can get one of the fabulous Your Time with Josie shirts. Hold on the line.
Hey, everyone. So I just want to congratulate Chase for winning an amazing Your Time with Josie t-shirt. So there you go. And also, Chase, please send me where I could send your T-shirt. You could send it to josie@josieshow.com. I'm posting in the chat room right now. josieshow.com. Do-do-do. Send where I can your T-shirt. All right. I am really not good at multitasking, everyone, so I apologize. And we had a technical difficulty because this this microphone thing is crazy. It's been messing us up all day, but we had an amazing show. So let's see. So thanks, everyone, so much for coming on Your Time with Josie, everyone. We had such a great show. Next week, we have two guests on June 4th. We have Emma Jacob. She will be on the show from 5:30 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. Central Time Zone. And then after her, it will be Alyssa Simmons at 6:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. Central Time. And then on June 11, 2010, we have Tori Bigelow. No show for June 18th because I have a concert to go to and prior engagements. June 25th, I have Jillian Barbary. And then July 2nd, I have two guests, Stephen Bloom and Jordan Mallory. July 9th, 2010, I have Susie McIntyre and Amber Lilly, two separate guests on one show. Colt Chambers is on July 16th and July 23rd, Sarah Salove. And also 7:30-10 is Alexandra Amor. So super excited. We got fabulous guests coming up. So I will talk to you guys soon. Bye, guys.
Hello?